This past week on social media, I came across a quote from martial arts master Bruce Lee. And I'll be honest, I'm not sure of the original context in which the quote was said, but I thought it was relevant and timely enough to share with you all today. And so here's what Bruce Lee said. He said, "The pain will leave once it is done teaching you." I'll say that again because it's a simple quote, but so impactful. He said, "The pain will leave once it is done teaching you." Now, ironically, I've experienced a little bit of pain myself this past week by having my wisdom teeth pulled out. Yeah, all four wisdom teeth pulled out. And those of you who have experienced the excruciating pain from this procedure, you know how challenging and difficult it can be to do day-to-day activities such as just eating or even communicating with people face-to-face. But interestingly enough, there's two things that I was thinking about as I was recovering from the pain of this procedure. And the first thing was, is there purpose for the procedure? In other words, is there purpose for the pain that I'm experiencing or the cost of the pain for going through this type of procedure? And then the next thing I was thinking about was very similar to the first thing, and it was, why do we get our wisdom teeth pulled out? And so I don't know about you, but I didn't know the answer to this question before doing my own research. And so I did what any one of us might do when we have a question today. And yes, I would hope that it would be pray, but I did, I guess, what might be the second best thing, and that's take it to Google. And so I went to Google and I just asked a very simple question. Why do we get our wisdom teeth pulled out? And the answer was actually very interesting and helped me answer both of my questions. Here's what I learned about getting our wisdom teeth pulled out that might help us today in dealing with our own pain. But just by having our wisdom teeth pulled out, it helps us to avoid current pain that we're going through and to alleviate the potential for future pain. Having our wisdom teeth in our mouth can actually cause damage to our gums. It can cause damage to our jaw and other teeth in our mouth. It can cause us to have sinus problems. It can cause us to have inflamed gums. So the answer to both of my questions was a resounding yes. There is purpose for this procedure. And in hearing the answer to those questions, it helped me to understand what might be the answer to the question I think you and I have both asked of God. And that is there purpose for the pain and the affliction and the challenges that I'm going through today? And I want to encourage you today that the answer is yes. There is purpose for the things that you might be experiencing that are unfavorable or might be challenging you or pushing you to your breaking point today. As a matter of fact, it takes me to James chapter 1, where James talks about letting perseverance finish its work. In verse 2 through 4, here's what James says. He says, "Count it pure joy when you face trials of many kind." In other words, when you face obstacles of many kind, when you face challenges of many kind, when you face mountains that seem bigger than your faith, count it as pure joy because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James goes on to say in verse 4, he says, "Let perseverance finish its work so that you might be made mature and complete, lacking nothing." So the encouragement for this week and what I want us to work is the fact that yes, not only is there purpose for our pain, but the purpose behind our pain is so that we might be made mature and complete and lacking nothing. And not only that, but when we experience challenges in our life and when we can get over those mountains and when we can go through those valleys and not give up and show that we're persevering, it actually helps us to overcome future battles that we might have. So the purpose behind our pain is relevant both in the moment when we're experiencing things, but it's also so relevant when we think about the future challenges that we might experience. So I pray that as you're experiencing challenges today, not only do you see the purpose in that pain, but I would pray and challenge you to ask the questions, the difficult questions that we might have. And those questions are going to be a different line of questioning. And here's what I mean. When we're experiencing things in lives that are challenging, we might be asking the question, why? Why am I going through this, God? Why me? Why are you choosing me to have this test and to go through these trials? But I would challenge us to ask the difficult question of what? What is this teaching me? What are you showing me, God? What is this going to help me accomplish? What is this going to help to fulfill me with? How is this going to make me complete and mature and lacking nothing so that when I face trials in the future, I have everything that I need and I've learned every bit of the lesson that I've needed to learn to help me overcome the next battle and the next challenge that I might experience in the future. So I know that can be challenging and I know that might be difficult for us, but I pray that as you hear this encouragement today, that you find it in you to see the purpose behind your pain and to ask the difficult questions of what is it that you're showing me by having me walk through this pain, God, and see if God doesn't reveal that answer to you in the midst of every single one of your trials and tribulations today.